Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my God, and I'm back. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. It's amazing. I am back after a whirlwind vacation tour, trip abroad. Not abroad. Out of the state, though. That's kind of like abroad. Because if you grow up in Florida, or if you've lived any long amount of time in Florida, as soon as you leave Florida, it's kind of like you're in a whole other world. I don't know if that's good or bad. Let's examine it, shall we? But anyway, before all that, which I doubt it will be, my name is Mao. This is the Indie Circuit, the podcast or the radio show dedicated to bringing you crazy different music that you probably won't hear anywhere else in the known universe, except in my brain, and then through the speakers of your computer or car or other. This is show 138. Can you imagine that? I know, right? Wow. They still haven't pulled the plug. They're trying, but I won't let them. Yes! So, anyway, as I said, I just got back from vacation. I was like, what's a microphone? Where are things? How do I talk? Then I said, oh, well, I guess I'll just play music. So that's what I'm going to do right now.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard radio clearance, over.
That's Clarence, over. Over.
Roger.
Huh?
I've put things right by seeing through the cyclic thought I'm trapped inside. Hey there, paradise, gave you money, paid you twice, but I can't wheel around like a dog at the door, never say I don't. Hands up, if shit's been crazy, you're tired of losing and you're tired of playing. Rise, rise, and hands up, if love has screwed you, but you can't stop one who did it to you. Rise, rise.
Thank you. might eat her.
In the heat of the night, hear the bump of the ball on the floor of the court, on the sides of the hall. He's cornbread.
Cornbread.
He's cornbread.
Cornbread.
American International presents Cornbread Earl and Me, the story of a young man with a talent.
Hey, superstar!
And a dream.
It's the first boy from this neighborhood to make something out of himself.
Cornbread!
Like Sounder, it's a story of people who never lose their dignity or their pride.
Take your hands off him.
Shut up.
I will not shut up.
Like Claudine, it's a story of family life full of love and laughter.
This is a dining room, not a gym.
Oh, mama.
Don't you owe mama me.
Like no other movie, Cornbread Earl and Me will touch you.
I'm gonna miss that boy.
And move you.
Oh, please.
And perhaps even shatter you.
Mama!
Cornbread Earl and Me, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Oh, yeah. Cornbread Earl and Me. I guess that's me? Cornbread Earl and Mao. The revival. Think about it, AI or whatever. Hey, before the break, I played Purpacity. I think it's Purpacity. I don't know. I'm so bad with these things. I played for you 9725, Arise and Sundown. Very cool groove going on there. If you want to check out more of their stuff, go to www.perpacity.com, or I'm sure just type in Purpacity on things. What's that thing? Yes, Facebook. Face thing. Thingbook. And if you go on Thingbook, they'll be all like, oh yeah, there's, you know, there they are. Along with, you know, everything. So thanks for sending that in. It's always great. The trip was a little bit rough. I went up to North Carolina. I was kind of scoping out new stomping grounds, maybe. You know, I went to this quaint little place called Cary, North Carolina. And then I went up to Louisville, which I'm told is Louisville. And I went to the baseball bat place, which was really cool. I was going to buy a real, I was jazzed to, because they give you the little tiny, like, you know, a fake, not a fake bat, like a little tiny, like, souvenir bat. You know, it's like a foot and a half long or whatever like that. Whole trip I'm talking about. I'm going to plop down the money. I'm going to get myself a Louisville Slugger right from the factory. It'll be so awesome. Yeah, I was like $79. I don't think so. I'll go find one at a yard sale for like a nickel. I was like, come on, man. That was total come on, man. But that's kind of the way it always is. I always kind of, in my pea brain, I'm always all like, oh, if I go up to Gibson, it'll be cheaper. Well, no, it won't, because it's a destination. So they know they can charge retail, you know. I'd be better off going to the Gibson factory, looking at everything and going, oh, I love that one. Taking a picture, going online and buying it online. Like, in front of them, I could go online and buy it for, like, $1,000 less. So, sadly, although it was really cool seeing the Louisville Slugger factory, you know. It was very cool. If you're ever up that way, I would advise it, because it's one of those things where it's such a huge part of our culture, you know, the baseball and all that kind of cool stuff. And I was like, oh man, I always love touring factories. You learn so much, and you also learn how uptight people are about the littlest things, you know. Like, you can pick up, like, oh, look at this coaster. And if you went to that coaster factory, there'd be a gray-haired boss like, ah, the coasters are, they're not going fast enough through our coaster making press. And you're like, oh my God, chill out. No one chills out. It's sad. We should be a little bit more chilled out, but sadly is not to be. But not so sadly, here's some awesome music for your ears and your eyes, if you can, like, see music. I don't think you can see it. I think you can just hear it. Just focus on hearing it, and then, you know, if you can see it, maybe go to a doctor or something.
Hey, don't worry, I can handle him. I took something. I can see things no one else can see. Why are you dressed like that?
We swim against the current, like a couple of mermaids from hell. I hear you call me Robbers and Robbers. That's a mistake, no, that's not who I am. The bearded lady's what the barker calls me. But to you it's yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. I wasn't born a freak. I was born who I am. The circus came later when they couldn't.
So I give it all to you. Return stare up at the ceiling from our canvas on the floor. And maybe there's a universe much closer than I think, where I'm allowed to be myself without always feeling like a freak. But it's only just a dream, just a stupid dream, I tell you. Oh my, my lucky cat's eye. I know you love me even when I fall. And oh, I like the honor of being your bride. And every night we get to dream of worlds of oceans and light.
Very cool grooves. That was Dalton Dischain and the Traveling Show. And I played for you Freak Show and Different Constellations, both radio edits, which I love that, because, you know, I get sent a lot of music, and I'm always happy to play just about anything. Probably not opera. Well, maybe opera. I don't know. I play just about anything. But then I always have to kind of like screen it, because I get yelled at if I get too much cursing stuff going on. This is a family-friendly station, as well it should be. You know, and it's one of those things where I don't even think about it sometimes. I remember the first couple shows I had given Radio St. Pete, and I was doing them just like some of my other podcasts. You know, I do multiple podcasts, and at that time I was also doing one called Bunch of Dorks, which was just full-on foul mouth, like crazy. Like the movie clips were all a little bit risque. The music was just crazy. I mean, it was some of the hardest stuff around, you know. And I was working with the Radio St. Pete, and I just threw together a show and sent it. And I think before any of us realized it, I didn't realize it had to be PG. And I felt so embarrassed because I was like, oh my God, yeah, this is like a real thing. This isn't just a dumb podcast out there. So, yeah, that's, I'm always extra careful now. And I'm glad I am. I mean, it was a real wake up call when I got the email. He was like, hey, you want to not do that again? And I was like, hey, yeah, sorry. That's bad. But if you do want to hear me cursing a lot and playing vile stuff, well, you can go to bunchofdorks.com. You're going to find 3 podcasts on there. Top one is the one of the longest running ones the current ones. It's called Slow Robot A Go Go, and basically me and Dr. Morbius, we talk about old crazy B movies. We will usually pick 1 or 2 movies and review them. And these are some of the weirdest stuff out there. And the middle one is not mine, but they're friends of mine that do. It's called a 2-Dimension Podcast, and that's talking about comic books. And then the bottom one in that page is the Bunch of Dorks, and it's the back catalog. It ran for 10 years. I finally quit when my computer got hacked a couple months ago, and I just said, you know, the thankless world of podcasting, it's a lot of work for nothing, and this one was going for 10 years, which I was really proud of it, but after I hacked it, and I had to get all this stuff fixed on my computer just to get these shows done, and I was like, you know what, we're done here. But so go to bunchofdorks.com if you want to hear more crazy musings. Or I think those earlier shows of the Indie Circuit were scrubbed from the hard drive, so don't bother looking in the archive for those. But you can look in the archive for my other show. They put the full shows on the Indie Circuit if you ever want to go back and re-listen to some of the old stuff. RadioSt.Pete.com. Go to the audio archive. You'll find Indie Circuit up there. And there's also one called Kung Fu Theater, which we've rebranded as Asian Cult Cinema. And that's one where we talk about crazy kung fu movies. So go check that out. And oh my God, I just gave the longest plug in the history of plugitude. So here's music. Sorry for all that talking, everyone.
Have you been drinking, sir?
I had about a half a beer, but the dog had a lot.
Thank you. Hey, man, dig this Rio Grande show for a crazy thriller. It's Monsters a Go-Go. A horror thriller with the Go-Go beat, live on stage from Hollywood. See the Teenage Frankenstein. See.
Help! I need somebody. Help!
The Beatles mystically transformed. See. Hollywood's golden Go-Go girl, Pat Collins. See. The ethereal materialization of 007 as James Bond. It's the kookiest and the spookiest. It's where the action is. See. Monsters a Go-Go. Terror walks off the stage and into the audience. Free 2-for-1 pass to anyone who can sit through the entire show. And it's all live. This is the only show that gets away with murder. So come early and get a seat. If you're late, we may put you in a coffin. See. Monsters a Go-Go. Monsters a Go-Go. Monsters a Go-Go. Monsters a Go-Go.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Wow, that show sounded really exciting. I wish I would have been there, but probably not. All right, on the other side of the break, I played The Death Rays, Songs from a Vacuum. I played Adolf Schmidt 9 and TVI. Ah, they have one called Kung Fu Machine. I should have played that one. Another missed opportunity. Lost in life. Ugh. Make sure you look these guys, all these bands up on Facebook, if you can wade through the flotsam and jetsam of everyone sharing what their opinion is about the presidential election. Oh, everyone's so... And they put their little opinions on and, oh, I'm so right and you're so dumb if you don't like my opinion. Yikes. I always kind of think of... I go on Facebook and I go, oh, why did I go on Facebook? Because it's everyone puffing out their chests and harumphing about who's right and who's wrong and, oh my God, the end of the world. And I always think, boy, you know, I wonder if they wake up in the morning and they go, think of how much you want to read what my opinion is. Now realize that's what everyone else is thinking about your opinion. Keep it to yourself. Put the damn cat picture up on Facebook or the silly meme making fun of something non-political and move on with life. No one cares who you like. No one cares who you're voting for. No one cares about what tragic point of insanity you're trying to point out to save the unwashed masses from old political intrigue. It's all BS. And you're buying into the hype if you think anyone cares what you think. All right. Sorry for that public service announcement. I just have had enough of Facebook and the booking of faces in general. Here's music for your head.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
じゃない。
You want more, yeah. when I'm angry.
That was awesome. That was the band Sushi Mami Ray. Now, let me tell you this tragic sadness in my life. Obviously, they're one of the Benton record label gals. They send us their music. I love them. I play them all the time. You've heard them numerous times on the show if you're following the show, which if you're not, get on the trolley, would you? This band is from Japan. Love them. They're great music. I played for you. The cat is not really affable creature. Chicken sandwich and depression. So those are the three songs I played for you. Found out I was up in North Carolina. Like I said, they're going to be there next weekend. I couldn't believe I missed them by like a few days. I was like, oh my God, they're in the middle of like a little mini tour of parts of America. So look them up online. Sushi Mami Ray, TSUSHIMAMIRE, and find out if they're coming to a town near you, because they're awesome, and always want to support the bands that support us and support the underwear that supports me, which that's gross and I shouldn't have even said that, but I'm gonna leave it. I'm just going, man, just like riffing, man. All right, that's it for this week. Thank you, one and all, for listening, and I look forward to giving you more crazy music next week. My name is Mal. This has been the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit.